Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I knew
that I would not. I feel good. It's like great Godfather of Soul, James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing this back. Always going to have some James on my show. Glad you're here, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Cindy Bigelow. It's always fun to talk to her. She's the third-generation CEO of the Bigelow Tea Company, founded by her grandmother, right?
Yes.
Back in the 1940s, and it's a cool company, and it's just such a sweet, beautiful American success story. I love hearing about the Bigelow Tea Company. Cindy, tell us more about it, and I'd like for you to transition, from telling us a little bit about your company to what you think about the economy going forward.
Well, first of all, from a business perspective, I feel very, very blessed. We have 360 families, I like to say, work with us. They're what I call my shareholders. They're the ones that we do what we do to make sure we can take care of them for the long term. So we definitely think for the long term. And it's just great people, great people doing great work. I mean, to be honest, you know, we try to have the highest quality tea, but for a price, it's for the everyday person to enjoy.
Yep.
And I'll put our tea up against anybody. I travel the world. And I get to, you know, go to the particular gardens because not all gardens are equal. Trust me, some gardens are not run as well as others. And
mm-hmm.
we make sure we buy only the very best from around the world. And we're very excited to be able to do what we do. And I'm very excited. You know, I pinch myself every day with the people that I have working around me and how much they care and how dedicated they are and their energy field. It's a really good business. I'm very blessed.
Do you get
sure?
Well, and of course, you know how I feel about you guys. Do you get the feeling though that this is that it's starting to become a good idea for corporations, for American businesses to start reinvesting in America again? Are you seeing that happening?
Well, you're talking to a company that produces all their bags here in America.
I know.
Because we're very proud of that, and we're very, you know, we definitely can do a lot of things to save a lot of money, but as a private company, we don't need to do that. You know,
I'm talking about corporate America, who can go wherever they want to go. Are you seeing that happening?
I am going to tell you that you're reading a lot about businesses that are bringing their money back in here with that major change to the tax rate of businesses.
Right.
It's 21% now. So I think that they're going to bring their money back, which is a good thing, which is a great thing. I mean, we were at a 35, 36% tax rate, but we did it. We stayed here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do think that there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of motivation now, which is a good thing for them to bring businesses back here. But the other thing you got to look at is the unemployment rate. Now, it varies, obviously, even in Connecticut, the unemployment rate can triple in one town versus another.
Right.
But overall, the unemployment rate is, you know, obviously in the low four. So that is good. We do have a healthy economy. We've had a healthy economy for many, many years now, and it can get to steam up too much,
yeah,
which is what I feel is happening right now, because I feel like it's like the roaring 20s. Get ready, everybody. Calm down. It's going to come. It always does.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'd like to see happen, Cindy, and I don't know if it can ever happen again, I'd like to see the stock market a little more connected to the economy. I'd like to see the performance of the stock market.
Such a good point.
I'd like to see there be some kind of connection, because for several years now, the stock market and the economy have been two different worlds. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know what it would be. Because when we had first quarters, 14, 15, and 16, Cindy, where the GDP in America, the first quarter, was barely above zero. In fact, one quarter it was below zero. And in all three of those quarters, the stock market reached record highs. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, our stocks are the most expensive in the world from a PE perspective, and people have to recognize that. The stock market is just about I would say, as just about as much about emotion as it is about earnings.
Right. And you and I can't, you and I can't fry emotion, can we, out here on Main Street?
No, no. I can't go back and say, you know, well, I'm going to sell another billion bags based on emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're so right on that. It is a total, and that's why I say everyone has to be very careful. Now, of course, there are some stocks, many, obviously, that are very, very solid with great growth behind them. But to see what you're seeing right now, you're right, there's a complete disconnect between how businesses are doing and what's actually the people are paying for their stock.
Now, that's one thing that I'm hoping, as much as I've been a detractor of the tax bill, one thing that I'm hoping could come some of the money abroad, that maybe this could happen. Cindy, I've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts. Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, listen, I love the dialogue with you. I just want to thank you. I think people need to be able to have more productive dialogue. What is wrong with just good conversation and putting facts on the table and spending quality time coming to a solution?
Yep.
So I want to thank
even
you
if,
for that.
Even
wonderful.
If we agree to disagree, right?
Absolutely.
That's called intellectual honesty, isn't it? We need more intellectual honesty in America.
You have to be able to disagree, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
absolutely
how you move forward.
I need the website again, please.
BigelowT.com.
Check it out, folks. It's good stuff. Hey, Cindy, congratulations on another good year and what you guys are doing with your company. Come back real soon.
All right. Thanks so much. Stay.
Cindy Bigger, great American success story. So fun. So much fun to watch that company grow. I got to go for just a minute. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.